This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making plenty of news these days, especially in the wake of his decision to send dozens of migrants to Martha's Vineyard. This came just a few days before the governor came to Kansas yesterday to campaign for Republican Derek Schmidt, who's running for governor. DeSantis said the decision to send migrants to Martha's Vineyard was part of a plan to relocate undocumented immigrants from Florida to sanctuary cities. Schmidt said he was all for the move if it forces Democrats to finally take the immigration issue seriously. We invited Derek Schmidt to come on the show this morning, but he didn't respond to that request. Instead, we have Carla Juarez. She's executive director of the group Advocates for Immigrant Rights and Reconciliation, based in Kansas City, Kansas. The organization supports the undocumented immigrant community in the greater Kansas City area. Carla, nice to have you on the show. Good morning.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for inviting me today.
What did you make of this decision to send migrants up to Martha's Vineyard?
A violation of human rights.
In what sense?
Well, transporting individuals, who knows, how are they being transported? What were they promised is the question that I have and that I have not found an answer to. So how were they transported and what were they promised?
Well, there was news reports indicating the migrants were promised jobs and housing that was awaiting them when they arrived, but obviously that wasn't the case. What did you make of that?
Well, that is what I read, and so that is why I said it's a violation of human rights, transporting people under false pretenses is just wrong, don't you think?
What does it say to you that the governor of a state can be involved in something like this?
It's very scary to think about that, and it creates fear in our community. I don't think that Kansas is a place for that, and we don't value extremism, really. It's just terrible to think that something like that could happen here in Kansas.
You know, Governor DeSantis of Florida, as I mentioned, campaigned for Derek Schmidt on Sunday in Olathe. What did you make of Derek Schmidt's support for flying these migrants from Florida, which is where they originally flew from, up to Massachusetts then?
Well, I think Attorney General Derek Schmidt is using us immigrants as a political talking point to gain votes, plain and simple.
I wonder, though, if you think that border communities like the ones in Texas are facing, you know, an overwhelming burden when it comes to the number of migrants, and that maybe it's only fair to spread migrants across the entire country, Carla.
Well, Steve, I would tell you that there are already people. When being admitted, okay, let's think about asylum seeking. People need to know this, that people seeking asylum at the port of entry is the right way, because I've been hearing that it's the wrong way and that it's too much. That is the right way. And as the United States, it is our duty to receive all of those asylum seekers and seeking asylum in the port of entry. So to your question, what do I make of that? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
I don't think there's a burden. I don't think there's a burden at the port of entry, because there are already people coming into, for example, Kansas City. Our organization supports and serves a lot of asylum seeking people that are still waiting for their court date. So as far as the burden, no, I don't think there is burden. And if you think about, you know, the moral, the moral argument doesn't work with these extremists. So let's think about the money. How much money and taxes are they using to transport these individuals to other states? How is that? What does that talk about the burden?
A couple of other final points here, Carla. Has your organization, Advocates for Immigrant Rights and Reconciliation, have you been asked to help out to aid the migrants who are being moved here?
Yes, actually, one of our board members visited the border early this year to deliver some aid. And yes, our organizations, most of the time, our organization is the first place that people call when they are seeking resources as far as like legal resources for attorneys, or just connections to where to enroll their children in school. And this is all while they're waiting for their court date because they are at the port of entry, being released, paroled, being released into the country. And normally they come in and stay with family members to wait for their court date. And that is an entire year of waiting time. So yes, we
In
do
your
have close
view,
connections.
Carla, how concerned are you that Kansas is getting swept along here in the anti-immigrant movement in this country?
Very concerned. I am very, although, I am a US citizen, it is still very concerning to live here. It does create that fear. And like I said, I'd like to believe that Kansas is not an extremist state. And I still believe Attorney General Dick Schmidt is using immigrants as talking points and to gain votes. But I'd like to believe that Kansas is better than that.
That's Carla Juarez. She's Executive Director of Advocates for Immigrant Rights and Reconciliation. It's based in Kansas City, Kansas. Again, we invited Derek Schmidt on the show this morning, and he didn't respond to that request. Carla, thanks so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.